Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junk's. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. Before the show is done, and that's in less than an hour, we'll give you a chance to win pairs of tickets to see comedian Ian Bagg Thursday, June 12th at 6th and I. So keep listening for your chance to win. But right now, Eric Bickle is ready to entertain you with the sponsored entertainment page.
EP driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Hurry over there. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, she'll set you up with a sales assistant. You'll be thrilled. Check out their entire selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles at BMWOfFairfax.com. All right, so a lot going on here. Do you have the EP music? You don't. There you go.
There it is. By the way, PK Subban's on TV. Could you ever imagine having as much style and swag as a guy like that?
No.
No.
Of course,
no,
got some sort
he's
of hat
cool,
on.
He's a cool, nice guy.
He just
too,
looks so
man.
Cool.
Yeah, he's way cooler than all of us combined.
First of all, let's just be honest. White guys can't pull that kind of stuff off. They can't pull that kind of look off. Maybe like an Australian or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I know I can't pull it off.
Well, McAfee, when he's on game day, pulls off some.
He does. He pulls off some crazy stuff.
Yeah. He's always wearing cowboy hats.
All right, that going on. Let's talk about the Diddy trial just because this is fascinating. That one of the witnesses testified that Sean Combs dangled her off a 17th floor balcony and threatened to kill her.
That's pretty crazy.
Do you believe that, Cakes? Like, do you think, like...
Well, why didn't she tell the cops immediately?
I don't know.
Because she's scared of
him. Federal prosecutors say that for decades, Combs abused, threatened, and coerced women to participate in marathon sexual encounters called freak-offs and used his business empire along with guns, kidnapping, and arson to conceal his crimes.
I mean, from seeing the video of him beating up Cassie in the hotel hallway,
you're not surprised by that.
I'm not surprised if he dangled somebody over a balcony.
She told a story that during the altercation in 2016, he held her over a 17th-story balcony at Ventura's apartment before slamming her into the balcony furniture. Said Combs came up from behind, picked her up, and held her by her armpits over the balcony railing while repeatedly yelling, "Do you know what the F you did?" And she said she had no idea what he was even talking about. Mm. Her feet dangled above the balcony railing for 10 to 15 seconds before he threw her under the balcony furniture.
Mm.
I mean, he just sounds like a despicable guy, and hopefully he gets sent to prison for a long time.
Well, we know he's despicable.
Yeah, so.
Isn't that the Suge Knight Vanilla Ice bit?
Yes. He had to sign over the rights to Ice Ice Baby or whatever to Suge Knight. That's one allegation. Also, remember, Michael Jackson was accused, like, they killed him for when he had, like, Blanket, or didn't he have a couple kids named Blanket?
I don't know.
One of the kids, he dangled the baby over the balcony to wave to, like, the paparazzi.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. I remember that.
Like in Japan or something. Yeah. You know,
just
something
being
weird.
An idiot.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, this is stupid.
I mean, how dumb was Michael Jackson? For as talented as he was, how dumb? He must have been high as a kite.
Yeah, had to be.
Right?
Paparazzi.
The child prodigy was watching the Jackson 5 get after it when he was like 5 years old.
Dude, drugs, they do weird things to people. I was in the O-Town yesterday. I was driving back from having lunch with my kid. And yesterday was with two of my kids. And it's like noon or 12:30. It's probably, I don't know, low to mid 80s. Yesterday it was pretty warm yesterday.
It was hot.
Okay. There's a guy near the bus stop wearing jeans. Long trench coat, like you
and like
wear
dancing, right?
No, not dancing, just walking around. Like I think he had a beanie on. He was dressed like it was 30 degrees. It was 82 degrees.
That's how I dress here.
It's kind of how you dress here.
Yeah,
I was like, "What is this dude doing?" And then my mind automatically thought, "Drugs."
Yeah, he's out of his mind.
that's my default.
There's an, when I have to drive through, I guess, Aspen Hill to get from Kensington to Norbeck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's often at some of the intersections, like guys just whacked out of their minds, like dancing and like, you know what I mean? God knows what they're doing, but they're just making a scene, you know? And it's just.
I'll tell you what they're doing. Drugs.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Drugs.
Did you know that Chris Martin, I had no idea, was together for 8 years with Dakota Johnson? Did you know that?
Had no clue.
Well, they're not any longer. So it's good that you didn't know because they're not together anymore.
Didn't know they were a thing.
Right. They've officially broken up. They were engaged to be married and had been an item since 2017.
Couldn't tell you.
So I guess the rumors had kind of been around for a while that they were breaking up. But like even as late as last summer, but they denied it. But no, true, broken up, done.
Is she known for 50 Shades of Grey?
I think so. I think that's what she's
and
most.
Don Johnson's daughter.
Yes,
Don Johnson's daughter.
As far as Melanie Griffith's
daughter.
Yes, pretty sure.
Sure, if Jason says so. Yes.
How old is she now? She's 35.
Too old.
Time is flying.
Yeah. I thought she was older than that. That sounds kind of young.
I thought she was younger than that. Chris Martin's almost 50.
Yeah.
God, he's so talented. Remember when he was down stairs, you know, at the HF Festival, like in the bowels of RFK, playing for like Pat Parise?
I don't remember. Well,
maybe it was. Maybe it was.
That.
Maybe it wasn't RFK. I think it was RFK. Playing his silly just on an acoustic.
I think you're right. I think it was RFK.
Yeah. Did you like the story I sent you yesterday from our old pal Schwartzy?
If you sent it to my email, I didn't see
text.
It.
It's a text.
I saw something about Schwartzy. Don't remember it.
He just said that the HF Festival, he saw this old picture of us at the HF Festival.
Right.
And then he just remembered the story that he went there. I think I can tell the story. He went with two strippers.
Okay.
Okay.
From Camelot.
Very believable.
He had won backstage access to everything because we at HFS held a panty raid. And shocker.
It's embarrassing.
Schwartzy showed up with the most panties to the station.
Hold on. What's the panty? We held the panty raid.
That was our contest.
I was involved in a show that had a contest that was a panty raid.
How did Drab not win?
Drab used to win.
Remember, HFS, we had contests.
Do you remember that?
That particular contest, no.
I have no recollection of that. I
mean, so the person that won the backstage passes...
What was the goal of it? Get as many peonies as you could?
Yes.
What a great idea.
Right?
God, it's embarrassing. Hey,
we were good at one point.
I mean, we had a contest.
We used to be good.
We had a contest where girls came in their bikinis, but they put bags over their heads.
Yeah. Daisy Dukes.
Well, because I didn't want their hotness to affect their butts.
Yeah, I mean, that was just...
We were trying to be artistic.
We did it at Lulu's and had like 1,000 people.
We wanted it.
We could do anything back then.
Brett's wife placed. I think she finished second or third.
Hey, Jenny, you can take the bag
off now.
But anyway,
Schwartzy said he wins the panty raid. He wins the backstage passes. And the Roots were performing at the HF Festival.
Yeah.
And he said, I remember EB came up to me and he was like, hey, do you want to freestyle with the guys from the Roots?
I did?
And he goes, hell yeah. So you left to maybe pitch this to the Roots. While you leave... the two girls that he came with from Camelot
yeah.
gave him a pill in his mouth. He didn't know what it was, but he was, you know, partying. He's like, okay. And then he goes, what did I just take? And they go, ecstasy. Yeah.
Right. Oh
and he says he doesn't remember anything else after
that. He took
that.
The Bradley Cooper limitless pill at the
HF
festival.
I negotiated for
I don't know that you actually were going to come through with it, but you at least pitched it.
I remember none of that. That's when I might
have
had an alcohol problem.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't with those two at the time.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
I mean, I know that the Roots performed. I know Schwartz was there.
I remember the Roots performing.
That was a story mostly to do with him.
Where's Schwartz living now? Is he still in the area?
Dude, he's got like a pretty big video company, you know.
In the area.
Yeah, he does like a lot of big time productions.
Right.
He travels all over the world.
Yeah, he's going to hire away Mike Marr. We're going to need a new video guy
eventually. Dude. I have no recollection of our panty raid contest.
I don't either.
I don't really either, but no, I'm sure we did
it. It's better to press some of those things. Well, just keep them.
Don't you remember? Can we do that again? That's a great contest.
We'd have to do a granny panties
raid. But if I recall.
I don't know if I want to do that.
If I recall, there weren't that many people that showed up in panties. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you had to, I think the premise was we like set it at 6 a.m. People had to find people like during the show and whoever showed up by the end of the show and. There might have been a couple donks
Krabby,
who showed
this
up.
This show used to be fire. This used to be...
used to be fun.
Used to be a good show.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just bring your girlfriend's panties?
A lot of perverts.
Because that only be one person.
You need a ton.
You need to get like five.
Whoever had the most.
The most panties.
Right, but I'm saying your girlfriend's
cleaning out her drawer. Yeah, that's a great point.
I guess so. Yeah. Maybe we had some sort
DNA
of...
DNA testing. We did DNA testing.
Maybe we had them take pictures, like pictures of the girls that gave them the panties. I can't remember exactly, because you're right.
Do you actually remember that contest?
Vaguely.
I do not.
I don't either.
Nope.
Maybe that was like...
Blind spot.
Who was the guy? Tim that did Afternoons.
Tim Virgin?
No, maybe it was a Virgin contest.
It's 100%
us. I remember doing a panty... I would remember a panty raid.
The brain goes quick, bro.
Yeah.
I think the Junks would remember a panty raid.
I think we would remember
it's
a panty raid.
Schwartzy doing a tall tale.
No, it's not.
I think Schwartzy, maybe he was doing something with 99.5 or something.
That sounds like something we would do.
I know we did it. We weren't going out. It was just throwing it out to listeners.
Yeah, but I didn't even know that was a thing. That was a great idea, though. What was the bar where you throw all the panties on the Coyote Ugly?
Throw
the panties up on the ceiling or whatever?
Something like that, yeah.
Stevie told me there's some bar in New York City.
You saw it, right? I sent you guys.
I saw it. Yeah, I saw it.
Well, I don't doubt that Schwartzy
Why are they all flipping the bird?
Because that's just like being cool, I think.
Actually, Cakes isn't.
Yeah,
I'm just pointing at Cakes.
I'm the guy with class
in that picture. Flipping the bird to whoever's taking the picture.
I'm trying to keep it classy.
Yeah.
I got the worst sunglasses of all time.
Because you're hanging out with rockers.
Can I see the pic?
That's a 21 or 22-year-old picture.
I'm flipping the bird?
Yeah, it looks like it.
You're being edgy.
I don't know. He just said he stumbled onto that picture.
Dude, I have the world's longest finger.
And then he sent me the text.
I got Arsenio fingers.
Then he sent me with the text with the story.
Dude, look how long my finger is.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna. You know what? I'll put that on our follow us on
that's
Instagram.
The longest finger.
Sports Junkies Radio. What is it? It's not Throwback Thursday, but Way Back Wednesday.
Right.
Oh, it is Thursday.
It is Thursday, Ricky. Yeah. It's an open line.
There you
Thursday.
Go. It's a TBT
for sure.
I'll post it on Instagram.
For sure, I was overserved that day.
Sports Junkies Radio.
Yeah, it happens. Sometimes that happens.
Sometimes that happens.
Sometimes you just get overserved.
To the best of us. All right, Val Drabby, you have to. Give me the details on this because I followed it peripherally, but you know, Stephen A. Smith, you say what you want about the guy, but he's just making moves all over the place. You know, huge $100 million plus deal, whatever, with ESPN. I guess part of the deal or another deal is he's now going to be doing radio on Sirius XM. And apparently Michelle Beadle, who kind of has been off my radar. Like
where has she been?
And I don't know why she's fallen off.
Hey, it's like, Brett. I discovered her. She's
why did Beadle fall off? Was there something controversial? I feel like there's something controversial with her.
Well, she was fired from ESPN, I believe. She did the NBA Finals coverage, but she's had the midday show on Mad Dog Channel with Decker. It's called Beadle and Decker from 10 to 1 the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was announced yesterday that Stephen A. has a new show on Sirius XM.
At that time slot.
In that time slot while they were like doing a show. Like
nobody even told
her. No one told her.
People wonder why they don't let radio hosts on the air after they're getting fired.
This is why.
This kind of stuff is why. Here they have some audio.
So the cat's out of the bag. I guess we're talking about it.
We weren't
supposed to, just as a heads up. We were only given a few hours notice, but we weren't told any details. We were promised that no details would be released. We didn't even know who was taking our place in the lineup. Just that it was going to be announced that new show was being added. Unbeknownst to us, The Hollywood Reporter, of course, had all the details. So it was a little embarrassing, I'm not going to lie. I've been in this business for 20 plus years. I've been treated poorly a couple times. This didn't feel good, I'm not going to lie.
Does she go on more and more?
They go on more. She starts talking about the Knicks, so it gets kind of convoluted. But then later in the day, she talked to Front Office Sports online about how she felt about Stephen A.
They have a rift.
And they have a rift. This is why it was so hurtful to her, is because she doesn't respect him.
Yeah, she says here, I have the quote. I don't respect him. I don't respect his work. He doesn't like me. Goes back to the Ray Rice stuff. He made some really piggish comments on the air. I responded. He got suspended for like 2 weeks. I think that was sort of the beginning of the end of for anything. I just don't respect him. I think he gets things wrong all the time. I'm not talking about opinions. Those can never be wrong. But factually, when you spread yourself so thin, it's hard to be right. Not a fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did Stephen A. respond?
Not that I've seen, but maybe he will.
I'm sure he will.
Right.
She also said, it's just a reminder, we're all just pieces of S to someone. If you forgot, there it is.
Well, I mean, that is true. Yeah.
Does she ever work in the D.C. area? I guess not. But
not that I'm aware of.
What I found funny reading the stories about this is all the comments joning on Michelle Beadle's show. Like, she may have been right, but they're like, that's the most interesting her show's been in 3 years.
What happened to that lady that did overnights, like, on the network that used to come, that we used to
Amy
run?
Amy Lawrence?
Yeah, she still do it?
I have no idea.
Is she still doing her bit?
Her
overnight?
No, Amy stopped doing her show about 6 months ago.
What happened? Just quit?
I don't know if it was mutual. I don't know if she's ready to move on. I don't know. But they got a new guy in there.
Okay.
So Amy said that wasn't the last you hear of her. She'll do something else.
She'll do something. Okay. Very interesting.
All right. When we come back, we'll pivot to the Commanders. There's another rumor about a big-name defender attached to the Commanders.
Another?
And it's not Trey Hendrickson.
All right.
We'll tell you who it is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.